Hello, my name's Erica, and as I've previously shared, I've been cheating on my husband with a far superior man during my entire relationship with him. And if you recall, what that man turned me into over a matter of minutes, you can imagine what kind of filthy, degenerate, cheating whore I've become for him over the years. Pain, abuse, degradation, rape. I can't get enough. I do anything for him to sing my praises. While my husband worships the ground I walk on, I worship giant alpha cock. I cheat with no shame, no regret, no remorse. I take pride in being as unfaithful as possible, especially knowing it's with a man my husband hates. He didn't like alpha from the moment they met. Back on our first date. From the very start, Alpha was kind of a bully. Not that I minded. I loved it. I still love it. I encourage it. Sometimes I join in and take Alpha's side. I get off seeing Alpha emasculate and humiliate my frail, chicken shit husband, showing him he's a better man, a real man. Making him feel like a little bitch. Fuck, it is so hot. And then cheating on him, betraying my husband with that very same man. Oh God, the betrayal. He loves me so much. It would fucking crush my husband if he knew how much I love getting raped by Alpha. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Every time Alpha stretches me out over his huge cock, oh, it feels like the first time, and I just picture my pussy like getting split in half. Oh, but this pussy, she's been such a bad girl. She's been so naughty. She keeps fucking the wrong cock. She just keeps swallowing it up and she can't help herself. Oh, she's such a little slut. Alpha, go punish her. Punish that little slutty pussy. Punish her with your cock. Beat my cheating pussy up. Beat my cheating pussy up. Beat her up with your cock. Teach her a lesson. Punish her. Punish her. Tear her apart. Okay, Erica, pull yourself together. You're trying to tell a story here. Let me correct myself. It's every time, every place, everywhere, every opportunity we get. And if there's no opportunity, we make one. Which brings me to my next confession. The greatest day of my life. My wedding day. Shortly before the ceremony, people were arriving at the church, and I was in this big fancy office off to the side of the vestibule that the priest gave me to use to get ready. He told me that it's soundproofed because they use it for podcasts and YouTube videos and such. Thanks for the info, Father. That's actually going to come in quite handy. God, I looked amazing in my wedding dress. It hugged my curves perfectly, showed a lot of skin. Ass and tits looked phenomenal. I picked it out knowing Alpha was going to love it. I kept peeking through the blinds, waiting for him, getting wetter and wetter in anticipation. I distinctly remember seeing my husband, well, my groom at that point, walk in with his family. His younger sister, such a pretty little thing, about 5 feet tall, maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. I really like her. She looked beautiful, but she was walking like she got hit by a damn Mack truck. I actually called her into the office to ask her if she was okay. She said she was fine, but wouldn't say what had happened other than she was sore, but she feels great and is excited for the wedding. I didn't pry it out of her until the reception, but turns out I'd learn soon enough. After she left, and as people started finding their seats, there he was. Alpha. Fucking Alpha. He looked fucking sexy in his suit, just striding in like he owned the place. Pure masculinity dripping in testosterone. Fuck! I texted him as fast as I could, and he made a beeline to the office and snuck in. I was standing in front of this opulent full-length mirror that my husband's mother brought, a family heirloom. It was their tradition for the bride to get ready in front of it and to make a wish before the ceremony. He didn't even say a word at first. Alpha just walked right up behind me and loomed over me with a menacing grin. He started gently groping me as we stared at each other in the mirror. I was grinding my ass into Alpha's crotch, my body writhing in his arms, just melting into him. Alpha, I'm supposed to make a wish in this family's special mirror. It's tradition, I told him. He said, go ahead, make the wish. You know exactly what I'm wishing for. His right hand squeezed my neck and he jerked me forward closer to the mirror. He whispered in my ear, then fucking say it, Erica. I wish that you rape me right here, right now. Please, please, Alpha, fucking rape me. That's it? He shot back as he began molesting my body harder and pulling me tighter against him. Come on, Alpha, please rape me in my wedding dress. Rape me in this church. Rape me right before I get married. I had one hand reaching over my head, pulling his towards my neck, my other reaching for his long, thick cock. He slapped it away and growled, you can do better than that, you fucking whore. Oh God, this man, this Alpha, was driving me into a fucking frenzy. Please, you're so much better than him, so much bigger than him. He's such a weak, little dicked man. I need to walk down the aisle freshly raped by a real man with a real cock. This cheating bride needs to get fucking raped, so fucking rape me. He turned around and took a small step back. I could feel Alpha's energy, seeing the intensity in his eyes. Fuck that look. Telling me to stay there, stay still. He was like a coiled spring, the calm before the storm. My heart was racing and my pussy was fucking gushing down my thighs as he lightly brushed his hand along the side of my face, around my chin, then the other side. He kept touching me softly, silently. Every fucking cell in my body was screaming for him to do terrible things to me. I needed Alpha's giant cock more than I needed anything in my whole life. Consequences be damned. He continued tenderly caressing my face, and Alpha told me how beautiful I looked. His thumb crossed my mouth, and just as I began to suck it, he put both hands in the side of my head, kissed me on the forehead, and said, no. What the fuck? Then he turned around, began walking towards the door. What the fuck? I couldn't believe it. I fucking lost it, went into full-blown panic mode. I ran after him in complete and utter desperation, down on the floor, holding onto his leg, begging and pleading with everything that I had. Tears were pouring down my face, and I was bawling. We talked about this, you promised me. Please, Alpha, no, don't leave me like this. Then, when I tried to pull his hand off the doorknob, fucking Alpha always knows how to keep me on my toes. He grabbed my arm and flung me against the door, and I guess somehow, at the same time, dropped his pants. It happened so fast, I didn't even see it. And then He attacked. The next thing I knew, Alpha was ramming his fucking mammoth cock into my mouth so hard it was like he was trying to put a fucking hole in the back of my skull. My head was bouncing off the wooden door. His fat, heavy balls were slapping against my chin. Loud, sloppy, deep, angry face fucking. He was fucking raping my mouth. Oh, God, yes, finally. It was happening. I've been fantasizing about this since the moment the engagement ring slipped onto my finger. Fuck, he was pinning my head against the door. My nose kept pressing against his hard body. Every time he pulled out, he would just snarl at me and degrade me and make me beg for more. Oh, there were tears just running down my cheeks. My makeup was ruined, spit everywhere, gagging and choking on his length and girth. I could barely catch enough breath to beg, but I begged all right. I begged like my goddamn life depended on it. Then, with one fucking hand, Alpha grabbed me by the neck, picked me up, and threw me onto the office desk. He's so fucking strong. Did you taste it, Erica? He asked as he stripped off his clothes. Come to think of it, I did. I did notice that Alpha's cock had a little extra, let's just say, tang to it. You know your bitch-ass groom out there? Well, that's his little sister's pussy. I still can't believe he did that. Even now, just a couple of weeks before, my husband and I noticed her checking Alpha out at a party we had hosted. I mean, no surprise there. Alpha is hot as fuck, so I didn't think much about it, but my husband did, and he did not like that idea at all. In fact, he told me the only thing that would be worse than Alpha fucking his baby sister was if he fucked me. If he only knew. Oh, fucking loser. Oh my God, Alpha. Oh, he's gonna be so pissed if he finds out. I said, I'm surprised you didn't kill her with this monster. The tiny young slut. She tastes good though. Alpha had me on my back with my head hanging over the side, the perfect angle to assault my throat. Now please drive that monster into my fucking lungs. I swear, I felt the tip of his swollen cockhead hitting my clavicle. My throat clenched around every fat inch as he forced his way into me. Spit kept pouring out of me. The deep, guttural sounds of his moans, each thrust was so abusive, so rough, so perfect. Alpha was fucking destroying me in my wedding dress. This is the shit I've been dreaming about. At one moment, he even stopped when he was balls deep, grabbed the bulge of my throat, and just started jerking himself off, saying, "This is all you're good for, you unfaithful fucking slut." Oh, God, Alpha, you really know how to make a bride feel special. Then someone called my phone. It was my mom. Shit, the wedding. Apparently people were knocking on the door, but neither of us had noticed, and the priest left his key in the office, so no one could come in and check to see if I was all right. Time flies when you're getting your throat raped. I'll be out soon, trust me. I'm fine, everything's okay. Just saying whatever it took to reassure her. Whatever it took to buy more time with Alpha. While I was on the phone, he pulled my wedding dress up and tied it around my waist with his belt. "Easy access to your cheating cunt now," he whispered. Such a resourceful man, getting all that fabric out of the way. As soon as I hung up, Alpha ragdolled me to the floor, and he dragged me by my hair across the room back toward the mirror. He made me mount him, reverse cowgirl facing towards the mirror, forcing me to impale myself onto his immense size. Fuck, he's so big. I've had him inside me a million times, but even to this day, it's still always overwhelming. He kept barking at me to ride him faster, take him deeper. Come on, bitch, you wanted this. Rape yourself with my cock, Erica. Take it. Show me what an unfaithful whore you are. I was slamming myself down on him as hard as I possibly could, feeling the beautiful sting of his dick hitting my cervix, but it just wasn't good enough for him. And honestly, it wasn't good enough for me either. I needed it harder, faster, rougher. I needed what he can provide and only him. That's when he grabbed me by my hips so hard I thought he was gonna rip my wedding dress. He held me in place and pounded my cheating pussy like he hated me. Like all he wanted to do was hurt me, and I loved every violent thrust and the sound. Oh God, the sound of my wetness, of our bodies colliding, him roaring, me screaming in pleasure. Oh, it was the hottest thing ever. This fucking stud raped me until I was limp, but his hips were just hitting me so hard and quick that my feet weren't even touching the floor. That's the type of power Alpha possesses. He can make you fucking levitate with his cock. My pussy lips were gripping and sucking every ridge, every vein of his massive God cock as he tore me apart. Shit. Jesus Christ. And the speed, the depth, the power. He was rearranging my fucking insides, and it felt like every part of my body was coming undone at the same time. Like all of it was coming. It's fucking amazing. I remember how it felt. God, I just want to get torn apart right now. I just need it. I couldn't stop squirting a barrage of massive cock till my whole body stiffened up. Then a huge eruption of squirt. I collapsed down on Alpha. Then another barrage. It happened again and again and again, squirting all over the mirror. Another man, a superior man, the supreme alpha male, forcing his bride to blast huge streams of cunt juice all over their family heirloom, while he stands alone at the altar like the pathetic little bitch that he is. This was turning out even better than I had imagined. Alpha pushed me to my hands and knees with my face right up near the soaked glass. One hand around my neck and the other one clenching my hair, tearing me apart from behind. Look at yourself, Erica. Look at yourself while I fucking rape you. God, it was so intense. Watching him fucking wreck me in the mirror. There I was, in my wedding dress, in a priest's office inside of the church, my wedding on hold, staring at myself, coming all over Alpha's cock while I'm getting raped. God, I'm such a fucking twisted, depraved whore. Guess that's why I began to lick my squirt off the mirror. There's nothing like tasting my infidelity, my husband's precious family antique. That's when Alpha kept yanking my head sideways and feeding me hard slaps on either cheek while he stabbed my pussy. I was fucking drunk off of Alpha's massive dick and all the pain that I screamed out. Yeah, oh, beat me up. Come on, Alpha. Harder. Beat me up. Beat the shit out of me. Why don't you break me? Boy, that escalated quickly. Alpha never disappoints. He slapped the fucking hell out of me, up and down my whole body. My face, ow, my ass, ow, my tits, my back, ow, all of it. He must have hit me like 370 times. Everywhere was red. All the while, his gigantic cock was attacking my hungry, aching cunt. Oh, I just started muttering at myself through the streaks my tongue made on the glass. Oh, oh, it's such a whore, Erica. Oh, such a fucking cheating whore. Oh, God, I'm such an unfaithful fucking bitch. Oh. Alpha flipped me over so I was flat on my back, and he just kept hammering away mercilessly, hitting my spot, hitting every spot as hard as he could. Oh, God, it just felt so fucking good. My eyes barely able to put his ripped body and snarling face into focus. Between shrieks of masochistic bliss and violent full body orgasms, I'd belt out, "You own me, Alpha! You fucking own me, not him! He means nothing to me! Fuck him! I'm your property and my holes belong to you!" Oh, it got to the point where I was in such hysterics that I yelled, "I don't give a fuck if anyone knows!" And I reached for the blinds, pulling them open as far as I could, only like a quarter of the way, if that. But the fact that I even tried? Holy fuck, Erica! What the hell were you doing, you crazy bitch? No one was there, though. No one peeked in and saw me getting folded up, filled up, and fucked up. With Alpha pinning my legs behind my head while choking me out and hate fucking my pussy, the bride's pussy, who is supposed to be at the altar becoming another man's wife. But God, the idea of someone seeing, the fact I would even risk it, totally worth it. My pussy contracted so hard, it spat Alpha's huge cock out, and I came so fucking deeply, so fucking fiercely. Every muscle I had was spasming out of control. I couldn't even make a sound. I couldn't do anything but ride the wave. It felt like I was floating. Hell, I think I fucking went blind for a second. At some point, I realized I was curled up in a ball, weeping tears of joy and pure ecstasy as it pulsed throughout my body. Fuck, only you, Alpha. Only you. There's nothing like when Alpha tears me apart. Just remember that feeling. Oh, I love thinking about it. My pussy just clenches at the thought. I just feel like I can feel some of it again. Not all of it, but I can feel some of what I felt that day. That was fucking fantastic. Alpha shut the blinds, grabbed me by the hair, and lifted my quivering body to my knees, pumping his hulking, veiny cock as he stood over me. In all his glory and dominance, I sucked his big dick as hard as I could. I worshipped it, every inch of it, with my tongue. I took his giant balls in and made love to them with my mouth. I rubbed Alpha's slimy, steely dick and spit-lathered nuts all over my face. I wanted to walk down the aisle smelling like him, reeking of him. I wanted to seal my vows with a kiss while having Alpha's cock on my skin and his cum on my breath. With my body still racked by the last orgasm, I just sat there shaking, begging, pleading desperately for it. At that point, in that moment, I could not live without it. Alpha's cum was the only thing that mattered. I wrapped my lips around Alpha's cock as he emptied his balls. Shooting seemingly never-ending amount of hot, thick sperm nut into my mouth. I kept having to quickly swallow some, or else I would have been overflowing. But I was on a mission for every last drop. When he finally was done, I took my time to relish it, as I always do, letting it wash over my tongue, taking in the sweet flavor. After that, I swished it around so my entire mouth would get a good full coating of Alpha cum. Then I swallowed it and I reveled in the feeling as it made its way down into my stomach. I wrapped my arms around his muscular body, pressed my head to his chest, looked up at him, and thanked him for making my dreams come true. The office was a mess. Squirt, spit, sweat. All over the place. Everything had been knocked off the desk. A lamp was on the floor. I don't even remember doing that. And shit, it was a mess too. But luckily, it was a pretty easy fix. My wedding dress wasn't too fucked up. Just a few wet spots here and there. The belt trick Alpha pulled off didn't just make it easier to get to my pussy, but it kept my dress clear of the fountain between my legs. And my hair and makeup was super simple to begin with. Just had to add a little extra to hide some of the redness. Alpha and I cleaned up the place as best we could, except for one thing. The mirror. My husband's family heirloom. It was better like that. Then Alpha said one more thing. Then he pulled out a butt plug from his pocket and the tiniest bottle of lube. He lubed up the butt plug, told me to bend over, and then he shoved it up my ass. A little wedding present, he said. Then he made his escape through the window, and I phoned my mom and told her I was on the way. Here comes the bride, all dressed in white. And that wasn't even the worst thing I did that day. Maybe I'll tell you about what happened after the ceremony sometime. Toodles!